Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Hidden Case of Ewan Forbes and the Unwritten History of the Trans Experience by Zoe Playden. Read by Rebecca Root with the author.
Listeners are advised that this audiobook contains some graphic descriptions of transphobia. To defy power, which seems omnipotent, to love and bear, to hope till hope creates from its own wreck the thing it contemplates. Shelley, Prometheus Unbound. Prologue. Finding Ewan.
I first heard about the hidden case of Ewan Forbes on the 16th of February, 1996. I'd been with a group of lawyers working for trans equality, picking over a crushing defeat by the government in the High Court of Justice. We couldn't understand why we had lost. We'd found evidence that trans people had the sex on their birth certificates corrected in the past without any problems, and argued that they should be able to correct them now, as a matter of common sense and natural justice. Because the UK has no national identity card, the birth certificate is used as a proof of identity by employers, solicitors and administrators, and it's humiliating for trans people to have their private medical history paraded in front of strangers when their birth certificates are required for such purposes. There are also devastating legal consequences. When the right to have their birth certificates corrected evaporated in the late 1960s, trans people's basic civil liberties disappeared along with it. No one seemed to know exactly how that had happened. There had been no debate in Parliament and no new statutes or regulations, but suddenly, although trans people might live their lives like everyone else, they had no employment rights, could not marry or adopt, and if they couldn't pay their car parking fines, they would be sent to the wrong sex prison, where trans women's rape was routine, and yet not classed as rape. It seemed impossible that an impartial judge could countenance the continuation of this injustice. Yet the High Court had found against us. I was a former chair of the Gay and Lesbian Association of Doctors and Dentists, and I'd been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?